So you're a philosopher? You're a philosopher?
Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you're a philosopher?
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
All right. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Let's see. Change microphones. How that sound over there? Can you hear me now? There we go. A little technical difficulties, y'all. You know how it is sometimes.
Okay. All right. Let's rewind, everybody. We got to start over.
Woo! Rewind. Start over. Check it.
So you're a philosopher? You're a philosopher?
Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you're a philosopher?
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Welcome to the philosophy, everybody. Yours truly, Philly Phil on the microphone here. And we are here once again. Once again, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. And we've been doing this off and on for quite some time. And we'd like to thank the people that have been with us along the way. And we want to just say we appreciate your support. DCP Radio, the philosophy. We appreciate everybody listening. All right? And we always have information that's cutting edge and unique. We want to bring you something that's interesting and entertaining at the same time. Paris One used to call that edutainment. So the philosophy is edutainment with a unique perspective, and that's what we do. Got the overseer engineer, overseeing everything. That's the producer. And we put it all together and mush it up like Play-Doh and then make it into something that is kind of cool. Right? That's what we do. And so, the topic for tonight is a cultural question. As a culture of people, we've gone through many things in history that have to do with race and our color and how we're citizens and sometimes second-class citizens. Well, we've been going through some things lately. We wanted to make this show somewhat more of a specific thing that's talking about what's going on right now and be a little more direct to some of the things that are happening. It's kind of like a regurgitation of some of the things that happened back in the 60s. We have a problem that black men and women are getting targeted and killed, and that's a problem. The name of the show this evening is called The Choice Is Yours. Don't be a martyr, be smarter. The choice is yours. And when I'm talking about the choice, I'm talking about the choices that we make on a daily basis. And it involves not just black folk. Thank you for the help there, overseer. She's making sure I don't forget anything. All minorities, we're going through it. We'll get back to that later. But the preliminary stuff, we got to get to some preliminary stuff, right? Because speaking of some of the things that's going on, you know, I'm sure everybody follows football. And I wanted to throw this in there real quick to get it out the way. Everybody has an opinion about Tom Brady. We don't start with Tom Brady. So, for those who don't know, Tom Brady is New England Patriots quarterback. They just won the Super Bowl. And there were some questions about balls, right? Footballs. And whether or not there was some balls that were lower than the minimum level in the AFC championship game, there was some question of pressure. And so there was an investigation, and it was found that the balls were below pressure, I think, you know, more than a few of them. And so they were trying to find some culpability on how they got that way. And they came up with all this information about, you know, the pressure of the balls and the, you know, and the different temperatures would make the ball, all of that crap. And it turns out that, look, They said anybody that knows about pressure, balls, would be Tom Brady, would be the quarterback. And people argue with me all the time because most people like the pitchers. They like winners. And so they're saying, look, it didn't make any difference. They would have won anyway. Maybe. But you can't just say that he didn't know that the balls were less pressure, right? So if you're a quarterback and this is what you do for a living, you can touch a ball and know that this is 2 pounds or 1 pound over or under pressure because this is what you do for a living. And so real quick, my position is that Tom Brady wouldn't have done it himself anyway. But the ball boys know what the quarterback likes. And they were tweeting back and forth. They were tweeting back and forth. And when they came to get Tom and said, look, we're investigating, he destroyed his phone. And so long story short, they fined the team $1 million. They didn't want to fight it, so they just paid the million. And now Tom Brady is suspended. He was suspended for 4 games. Everybody thought that that was going to be rescinded. But just a couple of days ago, they said that is going to be upheld. And everybody's complaining that that's not fair. My thing is this. If you guys won the Super Bowl, if the Patriots won the Super Bowl, even if the fact that maybe it helped you, maybe it didn't, if you won the Super Bowl, it's worth it. It's worth it for me if you won just 4 games. You won the Super Bowl last year. That's what I keep telling the guys that are telling, what are you mad for? You guys won the Super Bowl. So you shouldn't have a problem. You shouldn't have a problem. And if it's not such a big deal, why did they fire the ball boys? So that's just my position on that. It's silly for us to be thinking that it's not going to be any type of punishment for the person who handles the balls the most. That sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? For the person that handles the balls the most. But we got to, if y'all want to talk about that, I just want to, you know, throw it out there. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather. I see it. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather just picked Andre Berto as his next opponent. Berto had some, you know, Berto was a decent boxer, but he had an injury. He was supposed to fight somebody years ago, and he got hurt, and he had to back out. So they're saying he's an easy mark. You know, lost 3 of his last 6 fights. Obviously, I think that has to do with more of Floyd is basically dominating all of the monies in the promotion of the fight. It's unprecedented. He made something like $200 million in the last fight that he just made because he's doing a lot of the promotion. Bob Arum is not getting the money like he wants. It was a 60-40 split. But here's the thing. The councils, in order to keep the belts, you have to pay money. I don't know if you guys know this. So Floyd Mayweather was supposed to pay something like almost $250,000 to keep those belts. And he said, I'm not paying it. Did you know that over there? He said he ain't paying it. So they stripped him of the belts. So Floyd Mayweather got so much power. He got so much power, he said, okay, you want to take the belts? I'll take my business and go to CBS. So that Andre Berto fight, I think it's going to be on CBS. It's not going to be on pay-per-view. Is that what they're saying? You know, I keep up with a lot of stuff. I think it's going to be on CBS. So all of those pay-per-view channels are not going to get that money. He's going, everybody's thinking that they're putting him in a position where you ain't pay, we're going to punish you. He said, no, I'm going to punish y'all. And I just go to the free station and y'all get nothing. You know, Floyd got it going on. You know, he put in his dues. I was telling people a long time ago that Floyd put in a lot of years under Bob Arum. And under Bob Arum, Bob Arum wasn't really taking care of him right. So as soon as he got in his own lane to where he can actually promote his own fights and he was large enough to where he can go out on his own, he did the right business moves. Y'all can say what y'all want to, that he arrogant or whatever, but the dude made the perfect moves and he's straight for life. And so you can't say too much about him. Floyd is the man right now. The money team, they the money team for real. Nobody's making money like he's making. So kudos to Floyd Mayweather, but you are taking a dive. You know what I'm saying? Andre Berto should be an easy fight. But overseer, remember now, so was Buster Douglas. Y'all remember Buster Douglas? Buster Douglas was supposed to be an easy mark, too, for Mike Tyson. People didn't even go see that fight. I mean, people went, but nobody was paying attention until Tyson went down, and it was like, wait a minute, what the heck happened? So you can make a mistake, even with an underdog. Believe this, I used to box. Anybody can beat anybody if you make a mistake, a couple of mistakes. And the mistake that Tyson made, he didn't have his corner man, the normal corner man that he normally has. He didn't have the normal people around. I think Rooney, he had fired him, and he had some cats that was in there that didn't really have the experience. And so when Tyson got in trouble, they didn't know what to do. So we'll see how that goes.
Check in with The Chosen and get published through education. Isn't it better to learn the process yourself? Well, here's the company that can make it happen for you. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Visit the website, thechosen.org, register an account, and make the call and ask any intellectual property question you like by calling 1-800-442-7170. That's 1-800-442-7170, thechosen.org, dachosen.org.
Welcome back to The Philosophy. I am your host, Philly Phil. All right. Now, this politics stuff is getting real crazy. Real, real crazy. If y'all don't know what's going on, y'all ain't living under a rock. Because Donald Trump, this is what's so funny. This is ironic. Donald Trump is leading the pack in the Republican nomination for president. He's leading the pack, you know. But I'm telling everybody right now, matter of fact, I make the same bet, if anybody wants to bet me, that if Ronald McDonald is my name for him, Ronald McDonald Trump, and I'll explain that in a minute. If Ronald McDonald Trump wins the nomination, I will vote for him as punishment because he is not going to get the nomination. He is not going to get the nomination, Ronald McDonald. You know, he's a clown. He's a clown. And he enjoys the spotlight. He ain't serious. He's serious to get everybody excited. But look, Kane was leading last year, or in the last election. He was leading for a couple of weeks, too. So don't get excited. Actually, we are excited. If you're a Democrat or if you're someone that looks like at the Republican Party, they can put whoever they want to up there. But they know that if you put Donald Trump up there, you just giving up the White House. Because Donald Trump, first of all, he brags too much about money. How are you going to have a president that brags about money? Are you kidding me? This is something that I spoke about 3 years ago. I think when he ran last time, 4 years ago. That's how long we've been doing this show back and forth. Matter of fact, let's run that clip. Run that clip, Overseer Huntsman. And this is from 4 years ago. And I was talking about it then. We got to replay it. It's the Huntsman Donald Trump clip. Go ahead and run that.
Newt Gingrich is meeting with Donald Trump. So many of the Republican candidates have been meeting with him. Is this something that you see as helpful? Do you think he can add to this campaign?
You know, I'm not going to kiss his ring, and I'm not going to kiss any other part of his anatomy. This is not about ratings for Donald Trump. This is about jobs for the American people. I don't like to see the dumbing down of American politics. I mean, the presidency of the United States is beyond reality show quality. And if he had any courage at all, he would be running as a candidate for president of the United States of America, as opposed to manipulating the process from the outside.
Why do you think they keep seeking his counsel?
Because this is part of politics as entertainment, which is exactly what is wrong with politics these days. We've gone from, you know, politics as policy and real ideas that the American people need to hear about to politics as entertainment. And you've got certain ringleaders in the arena. And Don Trump is a ringleader right now.
Okay. Now, that was from a show that we did 4 years ago. Now, Donald Trump did take the challenge. Donald Huntsman said that 4 years ago. And I was telling him by then, Donald's just doing it just because of the hype. But he did take it. a little farther, because like Hussman said, if he had any courage, he'd run as a candidate for the president of the United States. So he's running now, y'all. He's running. And it's crazy. Listen, Ronald McDonald Trump. I call him Ronald McDonald because he's a clown. He's funny. He's reality TV. Everybody's excited about him because it's the same reason why reality TV trumps all of the stations. Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty, them cats got 9 million viewers. 9 million. And the dude got up there and said, I was in the cotton fields back in the day with black folk, and I never heard one of them complain. And they basically stopped the show, took them off for about a month. I don't even know if it was a month. And after that, they put him back on because they said, look, you got too much juice over there. You know? So the reality of the reality TV is this. Anybody that's up there with Donald Trump, you have the spotlight. And you have so much of the spotlight that people like to hear mess. It's the same reason why everybody wants to watch the shows that the women are complaining and they're fighting on the stage. All of that drama. That's what Trump is. He's like a bully. He's a really creative bully, always bragging about money. And I was telling somebody this too. Donald Trump is in the same, he's in the top position the same way Rush Limbaugh is on the top of all radio station people ever. Because Rush Limbaugh does the same thing. You have freedom of speech on the airways, you can say what you want to. And we got another show that Overseer and I have been working on is going to be called Everybody Thinks They're Rush Limbaugh. Because Rush can say what he wants to. The dude makes $35 million a year. He can say what he wants to because he's behind the mic and he's on radio. Remember when, what's that fool's name that was, they was down in Colorado. I forget his name. They were trying to take his, they were taking his cattle because he didn't pay the taxes. Yeah, Cliven Bundy. That's the guy's name. Thank you, Overseer. He said something really silly. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity was backing him up. Cliven Bundy, he's the one that said black folks didn't learn how to pick cotton properly. That's why they can't keep a job. And everybody's like, what the heck? What? What are you talking about? And even Sean Hannity and Rush, what are you talking about? And they basically just kicked him to the curb. And then he realized he didn't have the same juice as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. So they threw him to the curb, and we ain't heard from him no more. You know, everybody thinks that they Rush Limbaugh, that you could say what you want to. No, you have to be in a position to where you can absorb the backlash financially. You know, remember when Rush had the issue and he called Sandra Fluke a slut? Called Sandra Fluke a slut because she was talking about contraceptives. That was about 5-6 years ago. Y'all probably forgot. Rush Limbaugh lost like 20 or so advertisers, you know, 20 or 30. You know what Russ said? One of the most creative things I ever heard somebody say on radio. He said, listen, he said, this is what y'all need to know about how Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh are in the same game when it comes to this type of stuff. Rush Limbaugh lost about 30 advertisers, and everybody's thought he's losing money. Yeah, yeah. He gave an analogy. He said, look, y'all know when y'all go to McDonald's and y'all order large fries. This is a quote from Rush Limbaugh. He said, when you go to the drive-thru and sometimes they give you your fries and a couple of them fries drop off the bag and they hit the ground. He said, that's what it's like. You don't even pay them no attention. That's what it's like losing 30 advertisers. He said, like some little french fries. Remember those french Rush Limbaugh called y'all French fries, losing just a couple. Because he said, we lost 30 advertisers out of 18,000. So y'all think y'all Rush Limbaugh? Huh? So Rush Limbaugh can say it, you know, and everybody think they can say the same thing. But I hear people saying things like Rush say, and they get fired. Rush ain't getting fired. He owns that mic. Same thing with Donald Trump. When Donald Trump said Mexicans are rapists and killers and everybody was yelling and screaming, you remember when he started losing people, the Miss America pageant? They took his name off. They canceled it. He lost a bunch of things. He lost, people was turning their back on him. He said, look, he said, he basically took the same position as Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, you listen. I can deal with those. You know, I'm losing a couple. I got plenty. He said, I'm worth $10 billion. You know, and he said billion with a B. You know, B. B. Same thing as Tom Brady. You know what the B stands for? Footballs. He said, I got big. Anyway, y'all get the point. But again, those are not the qualities, though, of a president. I told y'all when Herman Cain was running, here's the difference. And I'm gonna be real specific. You know, I laugh to keep it light, but it's serious, and you have to know the difference. You can't let, as a presidential candidate, you can't brag about money. You know, you can't act like, put it this way, the analogy would be something like, you know, you brag about dollars, and it doesn't make sense because you can't be a president and brag about money. You have to be humble. And that's the same way that Cain came into it too, you know, and I haven't heard anybody on radio talk about this. Trump is a businessman. Businessmen pay people to do certain things, right? A public servant, same thing with Herman Cain. Herman Cain pays people. And when you pay people to do something, you know this, overseer, when you pay people to do something, you can yell at them. You can yell at people. Think of Steve Jobs. They said Steve Jobs was a tyrant. He would rank you behind. He would rip you a new one. But the dude was worth $8 billion. So they're like, look, if you paying me, you can yell at me. That's basically the thing. As a public servant, we pay your salary. So that means we can yell at you, not the other way around. So Trump and Cain are in the same category because they think that they can bully somebody into making a deal. You can't do that in politics. Politics is not about money. It's not. So you're not paying people. People are paying you. That's why you have to be humble. And that's the thing that, you know, makes it where Donald Trump is a businessman and he puts profit over people. He keeps saying that, you know, yeah, yeah, I'm a people person. No, you're not. Profit over people. Profit over people. You know, let's see, you know, remembering Trump, you're saying Trump put out a full page ad encouraging the public to hang young black boys accused of raping a white woman. Boys turned out to be innocent. He then was down with Puffy. Now he's just in Mexican. Listen, Donald Trump is just in there basically to kind of like shake everything up. You can't get on TV and, you know, as a presidential candidate and disparage Mexicans, call them rapists. You know, they haven't even made it out the gate yet. And everybody's already, you know, not that having more than one wife is bad, but as a presidential candidate, it is somewhat tricky. Ask Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich had about three wives, right? You know, that's not a good look. And so before they even got around the corner, he was talking about raping, you know, the Mexicans are raping, and somebody looked up that Ivana Trump, one of his wives, had claimed that he had possibly, or she kind of is alluded that he forced himself on her. She later recanted, but it still was out there. And once it's out there as a presidential candidate, we gonna catch it. Everybody gonna catch it. So there's no way around it. That's why a public servant, they call it, when they vet you, you got to get into all of those different things. And that's just why, to finish that point, Donald Trump's attorney said real unequivocally, you cannot rape your wife. He was arguing with the guy from whatever that thing is, but something. It didn't threaten to do. He said he's going to shut you down. And, you know, but he's yelling and screaming. It's not a law. You cannot rape your wife. And it turned out that he was wrong. And then Donald Trump had to distance himself from him. So anyway, all I'm saying is that, look, don't get all excited. It's reality TV, just like John Huntsman said, and we discussed this years ago. But he's still Ronald McDonald Trump to me. With that, it is time to get our minds right. We done did enough preliminaries. It's time to get our minds right, people. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into our topic. I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
Need a head job? Listen to my philosophy.
you're gonna get your mind right.
I got my mind right, boy.
And I mean right. Oh, come on!
Philosophy.
His mind ain't right.
The philosophy.
Some men you just can't read.
We fail.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Listen to the philosophy. It's Billy Bill every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on thechosen.org.
You got your mind right.
All right. Welcome back to the philosophy. I am your host, Philly Phil. And just another reminder, the philosophy is spelled with an F. If you're searching, you know, you're listening on radio or if you call in and listen, it's spelled with an F if you're searching for us. F. Philly Phil is spelled with an F. I'm not from Philly. I have to remind people every now and then. I'm from Syracuse, New York. And in New York, we double everything up, you know. F-I-L-I, Philly. Phil is F-I-L. Not Phil like F-I-L-L, like Phil the Cup. All right. So, back in effect, we are ready to flame on. So we can catch fire. We need to take a big, deep breath and really assess what's really been going on. And before we get started, Overseer, did you know that the guy, really, this all kind of started. It started with Trayvon Martin, right? But did you know that the lawyer that defended George Zimmerman and got him off is the same lawyer that is now representing Sam Du Bois and his family. Did you know that? I mean, talking about like some twist of fate type stuff. I mean, this dude is flipping sides and he's kind of sneaking in doing it. Mark O'Malley. Mark O'Malley, this guy is going from one side to the other side. And it's just interesting that no one has really said anything. I mean, he's basically playing both ends, you know, like he's a friend of ours. And he was one of the ones that started this by putting the big brick up on the table. That's really what won the case. When he walked in with a big piece of sidewalk that was like, I don't know, 50 pounds and put it up on the table and say, don't tell me Trayvon Martin didn't have a weapon. And let all the jurors see it. That's really what won the case for George Zimmerman. You can say that he was defending whoever he's defending and he does it without prejudice. That's what they say. As a defense attorney, you defend anybody without prejudice. So in that way, I guess I can understand it possibly, but I think it still needs to be aware that in a lot of ways, we could be being played against each other, both sides to the middle type thing, you know. But anyway, okay, Sam Du Bois and Ray Tensing, right? Again, we have to explain it because some people might not be paying attention, but I give a quick overview. Sam Du Bois was driving. Ray Tensing came up behind him, saw that he didn't have a front license plate, and pulled him over. And there's a lot of confusion whether or not front license plates is a legal stop. It's kind of vague. We do know, looking at it after that, that he had been pulled over 13 times without a front tag, and so they had stopped him then. So I guess it was something that they had been doing regularly. Some people would say that would be harassment right there. Could be. So he comes up and he's asking questions. Mr. Boys is answering questions, not really getting excited. You know, he's not, you know, really too much of a problem. He asked him for his license a couple of times. When he went to open up the door, Sam pulled the door shut, turned the car on, and then started rolling forward. And then when you see the video, it's juggled and you hear a gunshot. The car keeps going all the way down the street and just runs into a pole. Ray is running after the car. You say, all this is on his body cam. And when he got to the telephone pole where it hit, he was already dead. The state prosecutor came out after they saw the video and just eviscerated this officer. Now, I got a couple of feelings about that I got to express with y'all real quick. One, even the mayor, because this person was a college campus cop, so he's not part of the city. So I think in one aspect, he's doing this because the same reason why I brought up Trayvon Martin. Ever since Trayvon Martin, this country has been on high alert of all of these different things going on with Black, Hispanic youth. all the time. Different people getting stopped, killed, and the list goes on and on. You know, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Davis, Gardner, Michael, you know, Freddie Gray. It's just a lot of them back to back to back. That's why the name of this show is The Choice is Yours. Be a martyr or be smarter. Because we don't think that we should be dying in police hands anyway. Most of these incidents are egregious, excessive force coming from the police. But we can't just think that we're going to get the benefit of the doubt and do something that's going to put us in a position where they have an excuse to do something. And so we really want to get into that deeper. And y'all chew on that for a minute. And we'll take a break and we'll come right back. Matter of fact, you know what? Because we need to survive, run that survival. Right? We old school. We're going to run survival because that's what we all need to do. We need to survive. And then we'll get back on our topic. I'll see you on the other side.
Survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. In order to stay alive, it's called survival. Survival, survival, survival. They smile in your face and they talk behind your back. And when you get the story, it's never exact. Some say they're your friends, but they really are not. Because they're only out to try and get what you've got. Survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. In order to stay alive, it's called survival. Survival, survival, survival. In jail they got a game and they call it survival. They run it down to you on your first arrival. They tell you what you can and what you cannot do. So if you ever go to jail, watch your it's called survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. Only the strong can survive. It's called survival. In order to stay alive, it's called survival. Survival, survival, survival.
Welcome back to The Philosophy. I'm your host, Philly Phil. Quick. Let's do a little quick shout out. Let's see. August 5th, 19th anniversary. Okay. Yo, let's put this in and out there. Wednesday, August 5th, 2015, The Chosen Publishing is celebrating the 19-year anniversary. You want me to get his number out? 678-568-1359. So during the month of August, you may be featured on one of our shows. Okay, so what you do is you call in, give a shout-out. We'll put it on one of the shows. All right? So that's 19th anniversary, August 5th. Okay, it's coming up in a couple of days. The Chosen Publishing. I don't know why I get tongue-tied with The Chosen. I got to start saying it three times in the mirror so I can get used to it. I've been doing this all this time, and I still get The Chosen. All right, so 19th anniversary. All right. The number again, 678-568-1359 during the month of August. When you call in that number, give your name, we can put you on a show. All right? Cool. Welcome back to The Philosophy. And we're talking about The Choice is Yours. Don't be a martyr, be smarter. And I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence, but a martyr, we have to define martyr just to make sure you guys understand. A martyr is somebody who dies for the cause, gives his life for the cause, or the death becomes an example of people's strength to march on their behalf. And so when we came up with this title, we're looking at the aspect of all of these black men and some women are put in a position where they're becoming martyrs, and some of them are not necessary. We know that it's police brutality. We know that there's things that are happening that they're going overboard, but we can't give them an excuse, right? So that's what we're talking about. So we go back to Sam Du Bois and Ray Tensing, right? And it's something that's been happening more and more. And we have to figure out a way so that we can survive. Because if you heard the cut, they're talking about survival. They're talking about survival in a way that, you know, there's always different obstacles in your way. But you got to figure out how to lessen the obstacle to increase your chances to survive. We had talked about a couple of shows ago, the mafia was always big on the most powerful person is the one that survives. And I think that that's something that is good to keep in the back of your head, that you need to survive. Real quick, getting into the Sarah Bland issue, the sisters. She survived the stop, but because of, you know, possibly foul play, it's looking like it might not have been a murder there. But it very well could have been that she was so distraught and so embarrassed that she just really felt humiliated and just took her own life. That's just crazy. We just can't keep going into those situations, you know. And so I'm going to give you guys some information, not for an excuse, but just to let you guys know that as a family, we need to kind of pay attention to what's going on. You know, again, the officer went too far. But when you look at this information, he was telling the officer that he wasn't suspended. He was charged with more than 55 offenses in like the last 6 or 7 years. And the whole point is, I think that he had gotten pulled over so many times, some for no license plate, some for suspended license. He paid a lot of his tickets. You know, I've gotten tickets before. But to me, it set in his mind the type of pattern that he feels like he knows the system. And monitor me, overseer. We are saying that officers are getting off the hook. We are saying we don't want to put ourselves on the hook. We don't want to make these things where we're getting into the habit that we know that cops are not going to shoot or not supposed to shoot, and they're not supposed to come in your car, and they open in the door, and you close it back and then drive off. What you think is going to happen? And that's what I'm thinking that may have happened here. He got stopped so many times, he knew and thought he knew the rules. Well, he didn't know the rules. But here's this cowboy that says, I'm going to make up my own rules. And he let himself slip because he assumed that the police was not going to do what he's not supposed to do. And that's the problem that I think we get into when we assume that we're going to catch the break. Hence the title, The Choice is Yours. Don't be a martyr, be smarter. Some of the choices are yours. It may not help you, but it definitely is not going to hurt to try. And so when we're talking about don't be a martyr, be smarter. And I get into arguments with people all the time because they're saying, you're blaming the victim. No, I'm not. I'm saying that we have to be careful so that we don't give people excuse to kill us. We have to be careful so that we don't give people excuse to kill us. And I always refer back to when the Black Panther Party used to do this, they were really getting provoked. And they chilled out, not all of them, but a lot of times they chilled out. So we really have to just keep that in mind. I want the young brothers to know, you know. And again, I'm going to say this again. I said it on a couple shows ago. Look at your license. If your license is looking back at you and it's a picture of you and you mean mugging, consider smiling. Just consider it. See, they also said that Sandra Bland had weed in her system. That's another thing, you know. So sometimes that makes you a little have more anxieties. Maybe she panics a little more. I mean, whatever, you know. I don't like it that we are losing soldiers and soldierettes. I mean, we're always dealing with balancing dreams and demons. You know, that's basically what we do. You know, with all of the things that Black folk and just minorities, you're always balancing demons and dreams. You have dreams to do certain things, and you balance in your dreams and your demons all the time. You know, people messing with you. So, you know, you have to be able to contain it. You know, take some of these emails. Tarot D, you need to be using your cell phone as a personal protection device. We all have weaknesses. How does she get the weed and plastic bags in her cell? Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's real interesting. I don't know. One Footland, police brutality has been happening. The only difference between then and now is body cameras. Now, that's another thing. That's a good point. That's a good point, One Footland. That is the reason why the guy's getting indicted directly, because he got the body camera on, and he's trying to question the own body camera. So now he's telling us the body camera's showing us what you did, and you saying that that doesn't show the whole story. So you know. Listen, y'all. Listen, family. He's refuting his own body camera. You understand what I'm saying? He's saying that what you see is not what really happened. And the camera's right there. Even the mayor said, that's baloney. The prosecutor said, asinine. I think that that's got to be the first time a state prosecutor ever used the word asinine indicting somebody. Asinine? Are you kidding me? That is a heavy statement. You know what? We might as well say, hey, let Suge Knight go too. Because we saw him run over two people. So if the white dude could use the argument, then Suge Knight can use it too. He done ran over two people. But you can say, look, the video doesn't show the whole story. Well, what the hell else is the video showing? So I said, look, if he's talking about free Ray Tensing, I'm going to be out there talking about free Suge Knight. Because both of them got it on film, and they saying the film don't tell the truth. So anyway, D-Lion? Wow, D-Lion 223. I saw the police beat the blood out of my uncle. He did steal the Pathmark Supermart truck. Wait a minute. Hey, I don't mean to laugh. I mean, I keep it light, people. Some people say I laugh too much. I laugh to keep from yelling. I'd be yelling all day if I was really basically taking this stuff too serious. I keep it light so I keep my blood pressure down. But I'm telling you, the question is, what is he stealing the Pathmark truck for? You stealing the Pathmark supermarket truck. What are you doing? And they chased him right into our house, and they had no mercy. See, look, okay, the cops went too far, Dandelion. Is it Dandelion? No, it's just D-Lion. I'm just joking. Listen, your uncle stole a truck, and you think that the cops is going to give you a break. They might, but they might not. So get you a truck, man. That's crazy. Go ask them. I don't know, D-Lion. I mean, you know, we would almost have to say that he deserve an ass whooping. He didn't steal a truck, man. Okay. All right, wait a minute. You know what? He just reminded me of something, too. See, this is why, you know, we love our emailers. Y'all sometimes do say some things that just make me go into a whole other direction, which is cool. Like, be lying, okay? That's something that I want to get into as a sidebar real quick. Overseer, do you know who Cecil is? Cecil the Lion. Cecil the Lion. He was an endangered species lion. Right? Now, you have a knucklehead dentist who makes a living going around shooting animals. They got pictures of him going to different parts of the earth, and he's shooting, killing animals, killing them, so he can put them up in his study. They had him with a bear. They had him with a, I don't know. I saw three or four pictures, and I said, this is ridiculous. And now he's claiming they killed this endangered lion and cut his head off, cut the lion's head off, and he's taking it, he's going to put it in his study. This is ridiculous. He says, well, I didn't know that it was endangered, but they had to lure it off the land he was on so that they could kill it. And so he ain't concerned about that. He knew that that was something that was that endangered thing, that you got to lure something off something to kill him, then you know that you're doing something illegal. So he should have known too. You know, Ray Tinson should have been there to beat him down. Or like you said, D-Lion, he did something stupid too. And somebody there to beat his ass. Because that's crazy. I even saw Jimmy Fallon choke up on TV. Choke up while he was trying to do jokes about it. And choked up because he said, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, you just doing it for sport. And I heard Sean Hannity whining about trying to equate that with Planned Parenthood. Man, Planned Parenthood ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, they make it seem like Planned Parenthood is the only thing they're doing is performing abortion. Planned Parenthood does a lot of things. Abortion is like 13% of what they do. But they're pushing it out there like, you know, everybody's crying about Cecil the Lion, and Planned Parenthood is killing babies, and nobody's saying nothing, which is really just an ignorant type of comparison. You know, but he also said something else. Animals that get killed all the time. If you eat meat, they're killing those animals. You eat fish, they're killing those animals. You eating chicken, they're killing those animals. So why can't you kill the lion? Well, Sean, that's the easy one, you idiot. And he's doing it for sport, just for the ego of putting a head on the wall. That's the easy one. It's just ridiculous, man. But he says, hey, New Jersey has too many black bears. Now, overseer, this lion was considered a, they call it the black lion or something, right? And now Sean Hannity gave me a little, some information, because he's talking about, you know, you kill deer because sometimes there's too many deer around and there's a whole bunch of black bears. And I started thinking, what's up with all of these damn black bear? So you want to kill black bears, you want to kill the black lion. Why black is in these, all of these different animals? You know, I didn't give, I mean, it's almost like, are we in danger just like the black lion? Because now, if we start to see some of these, you know, subliminal type attachments or something, that dentist, he's apologizing because now he's in danger. He has stopped his practice and he's basically in hiding. So now your ass is living just like that lion. And one of these days, somebody's going to lure your behind out. Now you're in danger because, you know, they're looking for you, you know. Anyway, that was my rant. You know, you said even hunters are angry with him? Overseer said even the hunters are angry with him. Referred to him as inhumane and started a petition again. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He wanted to basically do, get something that's exclusive. That's why you hunting. That's why you acting like you didn't know. You knew that that was something exclusive. You just realized that you went too far, and now you're trying to back it up. You know, you can't back it up. You know, I don't even listen. He's an endangered species now, overseer. He closed his office, and he's in hiding. I said, he's endangered now, just like six of the line. So now you know what it's like to be hunted. Now you know. Now you know what it's like to be hunted. What's his name? Did I got his name? Matter of fact, give me the name. Because I didn't even put his name down. Give me the name so we're going to make sure you stay hunted. You know? I always felt like, man, that guns are for punks anyway. You know, it's just always been. I tell my kids the same thing. You know, guns has always been for punks. They always, you know, you always feel more powerful with a gun. You know, like you don't have the power unless you have that weapon in your hand. And it's a false sense of power. And it's just, it's just something that this country is always, we're drunk on this aspect of weaponry. Like that's something that is going to help you be a big man. Like this Dr. Walter J. Palmer. That's his name. The dentist. We're going to put you on an endangered list. We're not promoting or encouraging anybody to do any harm to anybody. We're just saying that now you see what it's like to be endangered. Because that lion was considered sacred to them. All right, so I got to calm down. we need to take a break. And you know, we're going to come back and do our What's the Dealio. So we're going to take a break. We're going to put on some P.E., you know, because these cats is running all this crap. Don't believe the hype, people. Don't believe the hype. A man talking all of that crap now, he's hurt. I mean, he knows that he in trouble. So, we'll be right back.
Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
officer. Cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the pulp and play it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. Don't book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind. Caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar. False media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you. Dig me. Yo, Terminator X. Step up.
the deal, yo.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is when you hear my half a human co-host say, "What's the deal?" It's what's the deal. This is where we examine a topic that's just kind of interesting and crazy and, you know, something that we pull out of the archives of creative stories. This one is very recent. I thought it was interesting because nobody's going to know who this guy's name is. Johnny B.U. Not Johnny B. Good, Johnny B.U. B-E-G-U-E, right? This one's funny over here. You ain't going to know where I'm going until I tell you. So this guy, Johnny B-E-G-U-E, was on the beach, and he was collecting stones. and he walked up on that piece of the wing that they said came off the Flight 370, the Malaysia airline. Well, they didn't say it came off that yet. They said it was part of a wing piece that goes on a Boeing 747. So he's just walking around collecting stones to make him some bracelets or something. And he run up on a wing. I just thought that was really, really crazy. That's almost like, you know, when they talk about the Bible and they say that a goat farmer found the Dead Sea Scrolls, right, in a little cave somewhere. I looked at this and I said, man, that's almost, this Johnny B.U. who was collecting stones, he found a wing that could actually help bring closure to some of the passengers' families as to what happened to this plane. Because it just disappeared, you know, in the ocean somewhere. So I just thought that was really, really crazy, you know, of this cat just walking around and he just runs up on a wing. But that's the what's the deal, yo.
What's the deal, yo?
Oh, and I wanted to bring this up real quick, too. Going back to Cease the Lion, this is another part of the confusion. And it's a part of how we forget sometimes how things start. That's why in the beginning of the show, I talked about us not being martyrs and being smarter. And I talked about how Martin O'Malley started out defending George Zimmerman. And now he's the attorney for Sam Du Bois, and he's switching sides, so to speak. And we just have to keep a running program to knowing who's kind of flipping sides and where some people are, and so we can just keep them in perspective. You know, Cecil the Lion, right? Somebody asked me, where Cecil come from, right? And again, this is in Africa, right? Anybody know who Cecil Rhodes is? Cecil Rhodes, again, a guy that talked about in, I forget the name of the show. What was that one? That was Guns and Butter was the name of it. And it was Cecil Rhodes was the British empire builder that pillaged and took over Rhodesia and dominated the diamond mines down there and exploited black people or Africans to the fullest. Rhodes Scholar comes from Cecil Rhodes. So they named this lion after Cecil Rhodes. And Cecil Rhodes was one of the biggest individuals that controlled the diamond mines and exploited black people to the hilt. You know, Guns and Butter. Cecil Rhodes was the one that hit them with the Guns and Butter, killed off that was the whole thing. Remember that one overseer? The trick-or-treat treaty? That was Cecil Rhodes down there killing Africans and stealing the diamond mine. De Beers is his company. And at one time, they owned 80% of the diamond market. And it took it from the Africans. You know, see, a lot of stuff I do off memory, you know, because I got a whole bunch of stuff down there. I'm just, you know, reading off stuff. A lot of this stuff comes spontaneous because we're not reporting. We're actually relaying stuff that we've, you know, researched. And so it's ironic that this lion named Cecil, and Cecil was an enemy to black people, straight up enemy. And he got Cecil the Lion now with his name on it. The Rhodes Scholar got his name on it, you know. And so I just thought that was really kind of crazy that his name keep coming up. we talking about Cecil again, and is a lion, you know. Even Mark Twain, I got to repeat this, because Mark Twain, the great Mark Twain, the great writer, he said, I envy Cecil Rhodes. I frankly confess it. But he said, I will buy a piece of the rope when his time comes. So he's saying, look, I admire, but they're going to hang his behind when they catch him. And that's the same thing. We always tie everything up on the philosophy, because we're coming to a close. They're going to hang him. Dr. Walter J. Palmer, who killed Cecil, he may have his coming. You know, like I said, not promoting any type of violence. But once you do something like that, it's in your karma. We got some more time? Okay, we'll take a few more minutes. We got Lupe Fiasco. We run Lupe Fiasco. And then we're going to continue on a little more. I got a few more things for you. All right, so I'll see you on the other side. Run out, coolest.
The coolest nigga what? 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 Lord, please have sympathy and forgive my cool young history. As the coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? I love the law, but sometimes it's like that I love me more. I love the peace and I love the war. I love the seas and I love the shore. No love for no beach, baby, that's law. But she doesn't see, therefore I spar. I trick, I fall, run up and raw. I love her with all my heart. Every vein, every vessel, every bullet large. With every flower that I ever took apart. She said that she would give me greatness, status, placement above the others. My face would grace covers of the magazines of the hustlers. Paper, the likes of which that I had never seen. Her eyes glow green with the logo of our dreams. The purpose of our scene, our obscene obsession for the bling. She would be my queen. I could be her king. Together, she would make me cool, and we would both rule forever. And I would never feel pain, and never be without pleasure ever again. And if the rain stops and everything's dry, she would cry just so I could drink the tears from my eyes. She'd teach me how to fly, even cushion my fall if my engines ever stall and I plummet from the sky. But she would keep me high, and if I ever die, she would commission monuments on her bosom to hum. Or maybe she retire as well. A match made in heaven, set the fires in hell, and I'll be the coolest nigga what? 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 Lord, please have sympathy and forgive my cool young history. As the coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what?
All right, welcome back to The Philosophy, and I'm your host, Philip Phil, and we're coming to a close. We wanted to go over a few things. We're asking the question of what you can do to protect yourself when you get pulled over. I have a few things. We're going to read off this list. All right, number one, most of the time, the officer will ask his first question. He'll ask the question, do you know why I pulled you over? It says, never, ever say you know why you were pulled over. If you do, you're just admitting guilt. Number two, there's no way to dispute the facts. Turn on an audio recorder on your smartphone anytime you get pulled over. As soon as you get pulled over, you have the right to ask the officer for his information. What does that say? It says, I am an empowered and educated motorist. Is that what you're supposed to say? No, I don't think you want to say that. Oh, shoot. Yeah, you can just ask the officer for his information. All right. So you're supposed to say, I am an empowered and educated motorist? Hey, I think this might have to, this, because I was getting ready to say, that might be something that the sisters could say. But the brothers, look, we got practice. You know, we know what not to say. We don't want to be trying to talk about telling an officer. We empowered. Listen, I'm going to add number four, all right? Because those are three good ones. But number four, don't drive off, all right? That's number four, right? And number five, don't start running. Because, look, we having some problems here. I mean, this guy, the officer should not have shot him, period, right? But he closed the door and started the car. We can't do that, people. We can't do that, right? Even Sandra Bland, when he opened the door, she closed it. Now, he ended up opening the back up. But I always look at, as adults, you know, you have to do what you think, you know, is circumstances persist or whatever happens at the time. But I just don't like the young brothers. You know, I got young brothers that have ran cops over in a car. And I'm thinking, what are you thinking? You know, running them over. I mean, not killed them, but I mean, you know, he didn't get out of the way, so I just try to get around them and hit them. You know, that is the same way a guy named C.J. Henry died. He actually, there was a case in, you know, this is off topic. He was trying to get out of the way. It was a fight that was on campus somewhere. He was trying to get around something, and the police was telling him to go another way, and he kind of turned and changed lanes and kind of bumped a police officer who fell on his hood and automatically shot him and killed him, and they didn't press charges on him. You can look at that one up, Overseer, C.J. Henry. And so you really have to always be careful of your circumstances. And the young brothers, you have to know that, look, you want to be safe. We're not no punks, though. You know, because we're doing something nice to the officer, that doesn't mean you're a punk. You know, I just got to say that. And in the aspect of our show, we ask the question at the beginning, the choice is yours. We're saying, don't be a martyr, be smarter. And the choice is yours. You know, survive. All right. And with that, we're going to call it a philosophy evening. We have to thank everybody that was listening and all of the emailers that emailed in, people that listened. We'll see y'all next week. You know, we appreciate everybody listening. And I'm Philly Phil. I'm signing off. Peace out, baby.
Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? Know not who I am or when I'm coming, so you sleep. Wasn't in my realm or wasn't in your sphere. Knew not who I was, but listen here. Yes, I guess I can start. If it's all right with you, I'll rip this head joint apart. Back middle to the front, don't front. Want a good time, wanna give you what you want. Can I hear a hey? Hey. Giddy up. You got a hat, just for the house. The styling is creative, black sheep of the native. Can't be violated or even decepticated. I got brothers in the jungle, cousins on a quest. Debit tarted uncles in deep forest, may they rest. Guess which way, what way, how? Mr. Long Dress, black sheep, slam now. No, you heard the others, only still the lovers. The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is kind of
fat. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the clock cannot be weak. Watch me swing it like this. Why should I swing it like that? Because in fact, or me, it might not attract. Therefore, I ignore, do as I feel inside. I live with me, I've got my back tonight, you know what I'm saying? Yo, black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see a sweat and you'll never see a shrew. Out to rock the globe while I still hit a rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go, see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, but this is where it's at. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is kind of fat.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene, crispy and clean. You can try, but don't.
spitting.
Come on.
So now I dwell just to say you're plain. Hold your cup, cause I got the container.
Come on.
Pass the plate up, cross the fader. Black sheep can play like the Sony innovator. Never the traitor, party of flavor. And you can get a scoop later. You can get with this, or you can get with